You have such a beautiful way of chanting. Whomever you're chanting to or for seems to appear in your voice. Thank you. I love to hear you chant.
Thank you so much, Shantimai.
Yes,
It's a
you
pleasure.
have a key to the heart.
Feels like that when chanting, so yeah.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you
Namaste.
too. Put Maharaji in view. Om Shri Sache Maha Prabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Satchasanga Ki Jai. Well, I wait for your hands to steer the satsang, as we will in India. From India, we're going to attempt to keep our Sunday satsangs open. It may be a little bit, it may be excellent, it may be not easy to do because India, well, sometimes the connection is not so great there. And Lakshmanjula is packed now with people. So the internet services are probably overloaded and oversold. Never mind. So we'll see. But and let's take the but out and put the and in. And we can video some of the satsangs and send them out. So we're definitely going to be in contact. And we're definitely going to create a journal of the repairs and the painting and the work that's being done in the ashram. A lot of work's being done, leakages and painting and this and that. So that will be very nice because if I am to leave India this time, which is very possible, then we will have left a wonderful gift to the ashram just to brighten it up. And when things are bright around you, it makes the mood also. It lifts the mood when you're living in a good atmosphere, a nice atmosphere. So Arjuna and Sahara and Antisa and Sarush are all taking care of many things, and we can appreciate that. So we'll attempt with everything that we have, every fiber of our being, to get satsangs to you. So I want to look and see where the hands are. And so let's go to Lee. Oh, Lee, how are you?
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste.
It's
Nice to see.
wonderful. Well, it's wonderful to see you.
I was
The
wondering about you the other day, how you are.
well, I'm still here. Still, I missed your satsang last week. I don't know what happened. I think I don't know, computer problems or whatever.
That's okay.
I had a question, and I have a question. There's a I live in an apartment building, a senior building, and there was a person who has been having problems with almost everybody she's lived around in her apartment. So somehow they've moved her up next to me. And now she's complaining about me, and she's very because you can hear stuff and in these buildings that aren't really soundproof. And I've really tried to be very careful with her, but she's made me her new enemy and thinks that I'm trying to make noise purposefully, and I'm really trying to be her friend in terms of I try to take everybody into my heart, and it's really tough in terms of because she's basically starts threatening me and stuff. So I've had an experience like, and I'll move because I can't, and if they don't get rid of her, I've had experience like this years ago with someone who was difficult in term, and I don't know if they were just had mental problems or just had a lot of hatred in them, and I tried to
Hatred's a,
communicate. I'm sorry.
hatred, that's okay. Hatred's a mental problem. Go ahead.
And I've tried dealing with that before with someone, and it didn't work out very well in terms of I was not ever able to get to for a decent relationship with the person. And the person actually came, was kept directing hatred toward me. So I'm just wondering how to, so I live next to this person. So I'm wondering in the interim while I'm still here, how do I just that the person that manages the place says I just totally ignore her, totally.
Yes.
But when I like see her in a hall or anything, would I, just don't just smile or whatever and just try to avoid eye contact?
You
This
are
is just.
so sweet, honest to God. Do you know about metta, Lee?
Sure.
I would offer her metta. And I wouldn't look for the result of the metta, but I would offer it to her anyhow. She's not well.
Right.
So that you could take into your heart immediately. And as I broke into your conversation just a second ago and said that hatred is a mental problem, she's in pain. And she's going to, well, I don't know what she's going to do, but it's, if past behavior is a good predictor, which it is, she's just a pained person. She probably, I'm guessing, but I educatedly guessing that she probably is absolutely resistant to being loved and having kindness come to her because it disturbs her. This power that she thinks she has over others. I would ignore her when I saw her, when I see her in the hall. I don't know what I'd do. Maybe sometimes I don't know. I don't like to plan what I do. You see, I don't like to put a plan out and say, this is the way I have to behave. Just behave as you would. I would give her some metta and go ahead.
Yeah, I
Please.
do. When meditating, I radiate metta toward her, and
Good.
but I've been hesitant to try to reach out to her in person because I think it can. When I've done that in the past in similar situations, I think it's not worked out that it's.
Well, it worked out one way or the other. It may not have worked out as you thought it should or it could, but it did work out. And
Right.
that's what I think. I wouldn't put any plan in action. I would, if I were you, I wouldn't necessarily count on how somebody else was, even though it's very, 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 very similar. I would just meet her in the way that I meet her. And have you ever asked her anything about why she's upset with you or?
Yeah, well, she thinks I may I make noise to irritate her.
Maybe you
And
could get her a pair of her a headphones for a gift. No, I'm very serious.
no, I know, I know.
I'm very serious. I feel that There is a great teaching here, and it has to do with not depending on somebody else's actions, like in the past, to figure how someone else is going to be. Actually, ever, ever, not even the person how they were. Everyone gets a brand new chance every single day. I would relax and not worry about her at all. If she wants an enemy, you might be a very good one for her to have. Because you're not playing hatred with her. You're offering her metta in your meditations. And I would just continue to offer her metta in your meditations. I think that's a very, very wonderful solution, even if it doesn't work out the way you would like for it to work out. I think it's a very lovely solution. And sometimes when she's in the hall, I might look at her. Sometimes I may not. Sometimes I might say hi. Sometimes not. I would never plan my action. I think it's too rigid. What do you think? Tell me, tell me.
No, I think that's good advice. The same thing about headphones is interesting. I've thought about that because once years ago, when I was in college, a friend of mine and myself, we were bar waiters at this hotel, and the guy who was in charge was very nasty to us because we weren't from that hotel, and he smoked cigars all the time. So we bought him a box of cigars once. And that changed the relationship entirely. We were now his buddies.
See, well, you did something kind to him for him, and he probably was never used to that. And it would have been a surprise to him. And I have the feeling about this person too, that there's a heartache in that person that's very, very deep. And maybe you could send her a flower once in a while or something like that. Not too overly, but just something once in a while to show that you're the bridge across her pain. And if she wants to walk that bridge, she can. If she doesn't have to.
Yeah, I'm hesitant to do that because I think that the person is definitely has problems, and
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I can be the bridge for her.
No, I'm not saying it's your responsibility. It's not your responsibility to be that bridge, but you are already shining a light from your heart, which is a very powerful energy. If you look at the, I think there's a heart association. I forget what it's called. Do you remember, Durga? Heart math that's done a lot of study about the physical heart, the spiritual heart, the intention of the heart, and they put it all together in a very beautiful science and display what is possible when you're in your heart and in a good place in your heart, what you can do for people. It's not your responsibility. I would never say so. Gosh, I've missed you.
Well, I missed you too.
We might come to Baltimore in April. Maybe,
Really?
maybe. Well, could be. If Adi invited us, we would come down and have a couple satsangs and go.
That would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be great?
Would.
Yeah, because I'm going to be in Baltimore anyhow. I'm not Baltimore. I'm going to be in Cleveland or Akron area around the 28th. So maybe we can come down for a couple days and leave from Washington, D.C. I think we have said enough. And I would never, ever, ever let her lean on you or depend on you or you're the person who's going to, not at all. But it's like there's something about those cigars. Isn't that right?
Right.
Yeah. You take good care of yourself. I love
You
you, Lee.
too. Love you. Take care, Shanti.
Thank you. So we have a Zoom user. It would just be great. Ah, are you the Zoom user, Ken?
No, it should I, oh, I don't know why it's showing up as that. Namaste,
Namaste, Zoo.
Guruji.
You.
Nice to be here with you
Nice
and
to.
Asanga. Thank you, Guruji. I was considering what you transmitted in the transmission, Bhagavad Gita chapter 5, about anger and lust. So the two greatest enemies of any spiritual aspirants on their
Any
dharmic path.
person, anyhow, they don't
Any
even have,
person,
yeah, they don't even have to
yes,
be spiritually
any
ignorant.
person, yeah. Like anger manifested as hatred, as you were saying earlier, you know, that would be one of them. And then I'm not, I mean, there was a lot of anger in the household that I grew up in, and I'm familiar with that. But thankfully, I don't carry much of that with me. But the other part of it, the lust part, I'm sure you're, you know, familiar with what I've told you before. So, you know, lust for different things people would have, like in my case, it was sexual lust and lust for food. Others would be for alcohol and others would be for acceptance and for, you know, so on and so forth, really. Attention seeking.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So my question to you is really, because from what I've observed is that I used to think that, you know, most people would have lust for example, sensual lust, okay, to a large degree. And then I realized that that's not the case. It seems that we're drawn to different things. And is that to do with the group of samskaras that we've come into this world with, that we've brought with us from maybe past lives, you know, the emotional, psychological, and mental imprints? And if that's it, what is the best way or most effective way to smooth out those grooves of samskaras?
We seem to be frozen for a moment, so we'll just
Yeah.
wait. Second, and
No problem.
allow Shanti Maya a chance to, looks like, sign back on.
We're back, Ken. So you were saying that, I'm sorry, our maybe it's our line, I don't know. But anyhow, you were saying about
The variation as to what people get drawn to in terms of lust, you see. So, you know, for some, it's more of one thing and other things don't bother them at all, you know, and
yeah.
yeah. So I'm wondering if it's to do with what is called the grooves of samskara that you've referred to before that we come into this world with. So the the emotional, mental, and the psychological imprints, and what's the most effective way of smoothing it out?
Meditation and love for realization and the passion and fill the passion with the love of realization. Now, I'm not going to I what I'm about to say does not funny, but it's true, does not contradict. Not at all. Tilopa's teaching of the Song of Tilopa, where Tilopa said, there is no war waged against what was the word you
Distraction.
distraction, because there is no such thing. Do you know why there is no such thing?
Everything is a fodder for this path.
Everything is God. And once one really gets that settled in their heart, and even Krishna says in the Gita, he says, once you're established in this self-realization, I'm not quoting, I'm ad-libbing. True to your divine nature, established there, it doesn't really matter what you do. However, established there is the key. So Ramananda one time was on and Lani Ramananda, he said, well, we move by our propensity. And he said it in such a way that to dismiss the importance of this life that has led to the Dharma, that has led to the passion for self-realization, because you're on satsang every week, almost. You're there. And first and foremost, it has to be self-realization.
I agree, actually, Guruji, because what you said about as well in the transmission about personal satisfaction, that once you're established in that, nothing else compares to that. I haven't reached that yet. I have had a taste of it, and I have to report that the hold that the lustiness have on me has dwindled and waned to a large degree, actually. So
I know that.
I'm very thankful, actually. Yes, over the 7 years that I've known you,
Yes.
that I mean, I was thinking, like, I see some older folks actually, being grappling actually with lust of different things, really. Could be attention, all sorts of different lusts that you talked about in the
Right.
transmission. I thought, I don't want to be one of them actually when I get to that age, for a start. Yeah.
Or a month older.
That's it. That's it. You're
Don't
so the
wait for
personal
that
set.
age. Don't wait for that age. Don't wait for
So I
that.
loved it when you talked about how yummy, 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 yummy it is with the taste of personal satisfaction.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's peace. Peace is bliss. And this peace, the beauty of this peace is that it's always there for you. And my sense is that it comes out of love. You can discover it there. And it comes out of gratitude. You can discover it there. That's why we talk about these kind of keys. I would say that they're keys to self-realization, not necessarily markers, but keys, because there's a peace in giving love that is not found in seeking love. There's a beauty and a peace in gratitude that you will not find in resentment. So these, they're like waves. They're like big waves that a surfer skillfully moves, It's that same kind of open freedom of emptiness to be filled, to be emptied, to be filled, to be emptied, to be filled, to be emptied, to be filled, to be emptied. That takes you in this kind of central don't want to say place, the central atmosphere within yourself that is always satisfied and it's always there and you don't have to make it happen. It's the peace that you discover with life, whether you're up, 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 or down, 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 and your heart can be breaking, but and there's this touch from inside that again is like this ocean wave just coming into you, and you still may be in pain, you still may be in and hardship. You still may be working through something, but yet you can 100% access and locate that peace, and it comes in breath. There's no greater meditation than breath because it calms everything.
I suppose there's also the element of cosmic timing as well, because in the past, actually, I would not have
Absolutely.
been interested in self-satisfaction or even in search of that. Actually, the quest wasn't really that powerful or strong. So when one is driven by lustfulness, one doesn't care so much about personal or self-satisfaction.
Right, because they're looking for it outside, 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 and it gets explosive and marvelous and, excuse me, joyful and fulfilling, but it has a beginning, middle, and end. So you can be, I like to say, you can be really irritated one moment, still you have peace inside.
That's it.
Please do not ever decide what it looks like. Discover it, and whatever it looks like, you have access to that every single moment of every single day of all of your life.
And the
And
other thing
go ahead.
that I've really enjoyed listening to you recently is your mantra of, do you want to choose Dharma or drama?
Which is it?
Because there were some little
Which
kind of
is,
like
that's right.
little irritations recently. And I thought, some mini dramas were being created. And then I just remembered that. And I thought, okay, I'm the one who's maturing here. So I need to be the one who's going to come forth actually with other ways of being actually, and not depend on that other person to be
No,
that first.
that's right. And thank God for that other person who can kind of shove you back to yourself because you don't want to get into it. You know, I myself, I just live. If I'm irritated, I'm irritated. If I'm happy, I'm happy. But I tell you, the drama's just, they may come up again. I suppose it's called they're not very important. They're the least important thing in my life.
Thank you, Guruji.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to being with you in person very
Yeah, you're
soon.
going to be a gatekeeper. I love
I,
that.
not gatekeeper, the welcomer.
That's the gatekeeper.
I know what you mean, but I'm not going to shoot people off and say you're not allowed to come in.
Well, you might.
Oh, okay. All right.
we may have a list of devils that we want you to
That's
keep. I'm just kidding.
okay. I know what you mean. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, Michael, don't you think that Lee looks like he could be your brother?
I wouldn't have. I thought he's a very handsome looking man.
Mike France also couldn't be your brother. Are you coming to India?
yes, Margaret, and I'll be there in 2 weeks. And we
Bring your
arrive.
camera, please. I want a portrait done by you.
Well, we'll see about that. I
Well,
mean, I don't, I don't.
don't you have a little iPhone or a 35mm or something like that?
We'll see. I mean, anyway, we'll talk about that when I get there. I'll have something.
You're great to talk.
I'm so looking forward to seeing you and the Sangha.
Okay, Sangha, you can look up Michael O'Shea's photography. He's got a great website. You're really a good one. Go ahead.
Thank you, Shantibai. I wanted to talk to you about it. I was hesitant about bringing this up, but what the hell? A very close friend of mine died 2 weeks ago, Ross, and he He chose to leave this realm by way of medically assisted suicide. And I guess it's just been on my mind a lot. Like I just don't know how I feel about that. And I was just be curious, if you had any thoughts on it. And I guess for me, because I think, well, is that something I would do? And I just don't know. I mean, I just don't know what I would do in that good situation. But I watched my sister, die from ALS and suffered greatly. But there was something, I don't know, some there was some dignity around that, and there was, sort of something that she taught us in being able to go through that with the kind of dignity she did, and even right up to the end, didn't lose her sense of humor, so I don't know if something's missed with that, or an opportunity is missed, or if there's something karmic about it. I'm not even
Well, there's
sure.
definitely something karmic about it.
But I'm
My,
not really sure what
every
you mean by.
everything is karmic. Every action is karmic. So there's definitely something karmic about it.
Yeah, but I don't
You
know what.
raise your, that you raise your hand and that you cross your and that you
Yeah.
smile. That's all karma.
So I don't know. I mean, it's and he was a very close friend, someone I love very much, and we had such good times together. But I just question it. I don't know. I
Well,
try not to judge it or judge what someone else choice they make.
hello, Michael. Trying not to judge means that you're judging. So, that great?
Okay.
I love language. You're not a devil because you're judging. You're just going through a process of looking at things and deciding what will it do for you if you question it and come up with an answer.
That's a good question. I don't know how to answer that. That's a good question.
Yeah.
What?
And your aunt is not your friend.
I'm sorry?
Your aunt is not your friend. She was your friend being your aunt, but she's not your friend who decided to leave the planet on his own accord.
Well, my sister, yeah, my sister, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, your sister. I'm sorry.
No, it was different for sure. A different relationship. But I think that's a good question. What's to begin, what would it do for me to come to terms with that? I don't even know that I need to. It's just it's the first time I've come up against it, where it's something that's happened with someone who's close to me, and it some questions have arose from that. Guess
Looks like we've Shanti has been dropped. Let's give it a second to see if it comes back. Second, minute, an hour. Let's see.
Shantimai, I can see that you're signed back on. We're not seeing your video.
There we go.
There we go.
There. So I don't know why what's happening. It's getting a little foggy outside. I don't know. Anyhow, Michael, my heart kind of communicates to me that this is a really good place to step back and just observe what you see and without comment. Without any comment, just. I don't think you're going to find an answer. And if you find an answer, I'm not sure that it's the real answer. I don't think anything's going to satisfy you in this. And I don't mean satisfaction, I mean bring peace in the sense of seeking out an answer. It's a very interesting conundrum.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, maybe the answer will be when my time comes, what I choose for myself. I mean, that's
Yeah. And why did he, you know, what did and I just being particularly that he is a friend and somebody you cared for, I would let every answer pass me and dissolve in front of me. Meaning, did he do it because he had fear? Did he do it because he thought he was in control? Would I do that? So, any answer that comes up with that, for me, it wouldn't bring a piece of knowing, so to speak, or my decision is correct, or, but it's a very, very, very compelling conundrum.
And it's I mean, at least here in Canada, it's becoming a more common thing. I mean, and so, and it's the first time I've been kind of confronted with it with someone who's close to me, and I think you're right. There's no satisfactory answer. I mean, someone I love died. I mean, that's the salient thing. This is maybe a
That's
side
it.
issue.
And you know, Michael, my view is, at least this is what I say to myself, that the last breath, no matter how it comes, in an accident and a drug overdose and old age and a murder or whatever, the last breath belongs to God. Period. And whatever answer I get on what God is has to dissolve in front of my awareness, because there's no way to put that mystery in a sentence. Did you get a bruise? Did you get a bruise on the side of your
Well,
face
I
there?
had a like a melanoma, a surgery to remove
Ah,
some, skin cancer.
good, 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 good.
It's added some character
Go
to my
ahead.
look, I think. I see it's added some character to my look, I think. But yeah, I know. I look like I've been.
Durga, what did? Oh yeah, but you're always beautiful, Michael.
I can't wait
No,
to see you in person again. Yeah. And do we know
that.
if the if there's a bridge in Laxmanchala across the river? Is there a bridge?
No, there's no bridge. No. No bridge, no bridge. You
So is
have
there
to take a
transit?
boat across.
Oh, there's boats. Okay, great. Yeah, I thought
Boats.
there might be. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, like there used
yeah,
to be down in Jula.
yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. I'm looking
Thank you,
forward to
Sandra.
seeing you too.
Yeah, likewise, likewise. Yeah, can't wait.
Thank you.
Yeah, namaste.
Let's get a cup of tea together, huh?
Yes,
Namaste.
yes, yes. I might even bring a camera. Thank you, Shantibai.
I've always wanted a portrait from you, so please bring your camera, at least your iPhone. Let's see. Michael, how are you? Michael, are you there?
Ah, there you are. I just need to
Well,
unmute.
and yeah, there.
Do you know I got this for Lee? I tried to push it into the computer, but Zoom cannot transfer it physically, so he will have it spiritually. This is a really good
Okay, I
cigar.
don't know what you're
And
talking about, but
thanks for the wisdom,
oh, it's
because
a cigar.
I was in the same, I'm in kind of same situation, because my neighbor, he spends a lot of his time in jail, and then he lent out his flats to drug addicts and heroin addicts, and it makes really, really interesting zoo, so to say. And a week ago, six police officers showed up in the middle of the night and knocked my door and asked me to let them in. And well, I really, really, really chaotic. And I've always had the principle of my neighbors, I need to keep peace with them, because otherwise, but so I'm in a good relation to these guys, and now someone are moving in and trying to clean all of the stuff up again. So I guess I will hand them a cigar, just to support the good initiative. And I believe that also I'm alcoholic myself. I've been sober 28 years now. So this letting it work through attraction rather than agitation, and slowly telling them what there is, if you want to get free of drugs and alcohol, there are 12 steps programs and the one close to here. And if you want, we can follow each other down there. You know, very carefully referring instead of pushing away, because it's always much easier to push somebody over to something I refer them to than just pushing them out. So that's and well, I and recently I'm a little. My daughter Miriam, or Sundorini, she moved out the 23rd of December, and he was very happy about that, moving together with her best friend. And but she has had all these traumatic events since he was 2 years old, and now she's in third year of high school, and so everything just collapsed inside her. And right now she is at a closed psychiatric ward. And she's in good hands, because she always, when you get so far out in your emotional system, there are a lot of help available. And so now she's conf now she is assigned to a 2 year cognitive therapies team, and where they help her with everything. And I'm, you know, so I could say mission complete, but it's not, because parentship is for the rest of the life. And I've learned this, to listen without trying to fix, so I can be her lovable father and just be there and visit her and talk about don't ask questions, don't anything, just be. But I was thinking, if you or somebody could just send her some love and a little prayers, because she goes through a really, really hard time, I would say.
I think prayers are really important, because if you give me her name, full name, I feel prayers are very, 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 very important. I, in my view, the ethers are thinning, the communication from one to another is much more direct, with and without words, with and without distance. And to me, in my experience, prayers are an intention to serve someone for their very best possibility. And in the prayer, there's always the swaha. Now it is offered, and I am cut away from that prayer, and I don't worry. I leave it out into the cosmos, into someone's heart. So if you want, I would certainly take her name and put it on my altar. I light a prayer. I light a candle every night for the people. And I'm going to do that forever and ever and ever. And I read every name and
I'll do that.
Intend that what is best in their life will be there. And that I don't know exactly what that is, but
Thank you. And thank you for all the love welcome. You provide and all the love you open within me.
Well, don't blame me for that.
Well, you're part of it. You can't avoid that. I just love you.
No, that's sweet. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. So it looks like we are complete. Mostly what people are seeing around them. And their environment and what they are doing about it. I really enjoyed also speaking with Lee about not planning everything, not making a plan for every movement, because if you make a plan for every movement and you see your neighbor coming into their house when you're coming into your house, then you have planned and nothing is genuine. There may be a moment you want to look over and smile at them. There may be a moment that you don't even see them and you ignore them. There may be a moment of hello. It's every moment is different. And I also feel that in this satsang, it's important. We came across that it's important to give everyone an opportunity to be different any moment. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's a skill, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful, because even when you can be, again, really upset, which we do get,
it looks like we're stuck again for a moment. Let's give Shanti Maya a chance to sign back on. right. Well, make this slightly less awkward for Michael. Okay. Okay, I'm not getting a response from Shanti Mai at the moment. Daisy, if you please, and if Shanti Mai comes back on, we'll gracefully place her spotlight up and we'll communicate with her on the side. But we'll. Daisy.
Okay, if she comes back, I'll just stop again.
Take a moment. We'll give you a signal because it may be that she'd like to wait and then speak afterwards rather than disrupt that. There's a good chance that she won't come back on. Is my sense. But to be clear, everybody, please stick around if you are able. We'd like to share some things about India, and beyond.
Let's chant the Asatoma mantra together.
Maya, oh, shine. Shanti Ho.